Medieval History, 7th grade. Monday, April 27th. History Unit, The Norman Conquest of England. Lesson 3, Norman Architecture, and Quiz. Lesson 3, Socratic Question. Keep this question in mind as you study this lesson. What does a building reveal about the people that built it? Objective. Be able to do this by the end of the lesson. Number 1. Draw a Norman church. Number 2. Quiz essay. How did the Normans come to power in England, and what were some of the lasting influences of their rule? Introduction to Lesson 3. On Thursday last week, you learned about the Norman conquest of England. After victory at the Battle of Hastings, William the Conqueror, Duke of Normandy, was crowned the King of England. This inaugurated French rule in England, which was at times harsh towards the English and initially hated by the English people. The descendants of this ruling class are actually the roots of the English royalty today. The Old English and French languages began to merge, which gives us the Latin roots in English words today. Yet, although they were harsh, especially at the beginning, the Norman rulers created a strong kingdom and supported the church in many ways. The clearest way in which their support for the church can still be seen today is in all the monasteries, churches, and cathedrals that they built. Though many of these churches were destroyed during the Reformation, the English Revolution, or World War II bombings, thousands have been preserved and can still be seen dotting the countryside today. Indeed, the foundations of many of these churches and monasteries were too strong to be completely destroyed by history, and still stand as a memorial to the strength and religious fervor of the Anglo-Normans. Norman architecture. On the next page are images of several churches and monasteries built by the Normans. Your assignment is to choose one and draw it to the best of your ability. You may do this on the blank page 4, or you may do it on a separate sheet of paper. No imagination is needed, just keen observation and effort at drawing the same image. You may use a pencil, charcoal, colored pencils, watercolor, or any other normal artistic medium. Take note of the details. You may spend more time if you like, but you are only expected to spend a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes drawing. The other 15 to 20 minutes should be spent writing the essay for your quiz. The Abbey of Saint-Étienne, also known as Abbaye aux Hommes, Men's Abbey, by contrast with the Abbaye aux Dames, Ladies Abbey, is a former Benedictine monastery in the French city of Cannes, Normandy, dedicated to Saint Stephen. It was founded in 1063 by William the Conqueror, and is one of the most important Romanesque buildings in Normandy. The Nave of Durham Cathedral. The Cathedral Church of Christ, Blessed Mary the Virgin, and St. Cuthbert of Durham, commonly known as Durham Cathedral, and home of the Shrine of St. Cuthbert, is a cathedral in the city of Durham, England. The present cathedral was begun in 1093, replacing the Saxon White Church, and is regarded as one of the finest examples of Norman architecture in Europe. Durham Cathedral holds the relics of St. Cuthbert, transported to Durham by Lindisfarne monks in the 9th century. The head of St. Oswald of Northumbria and the remains of the Venerable Bede. In addition, its library contains one of the most complete sets of early printed books in England, the pre-dissolution monastic accounts, and 3 copies of Magna Carta. Rivaulx Abbey was a Cistercian abbey in Rivaulx. The Cistercian order was a reform of the Benedictines, situated near Helmsley in the North York Moors National Park, North Yorkshire, England. It was one of the great abbeys in England until it was seized under Henry VIII of England in 1538 during the dissolution of the monasteries. This concludes the material for Monday, April 27th.